Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, June 25th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Cisco and Qualcomm extend Direction's edge in single stock, daily leveraged and inverse ETFs. Direction, a leading provider of ETFs for tactical traders, and a pioneer in single-stock daily leveraged and inverse ETFs, expanded its lineup with four new funds tracking Cisco Systems, Inc. and Qualcomm Incorporated. These funds offer amplified or inverse exposure to CSCO or QCOM via the Direction Daily CSCO Bull 2X ETF and Direction Daily CSCO Bear 1X ETF, or the Direction Daily QCOM Bull 2X ETF and Direction Daily QCOM Bear 1X ETF. Designed for active traders, these ETFs are built for short-term trading and are intended for experienced traders with a high risk tolerance. Direction's leveraged and inverse ETFs track the price of a single stock, offering no diversification benefits. Investors should carefully consider the risks associated with seeking leveraged investment results. For more information, visit the Direction website. OYO becomes the most profitable Indian startup with $72 million profit. OYO founder Ritesh Agarwal announced that OYO has become the most profitable Indian startup, reporting a $72 million profit in FY25, a 172% increase from the previous fiscal year. The company achieved an adjusted EBITDA of $132 million, up 27% year over year, marking its 10th consecutive quarter of EBITDA profitability. OYO's revenue grew to $754 million, fueled by its premium offerings and successful integration of G6 Hospitality. The company's global presence now includes 22,700 hotels and 109,900 homes. Moody's upgraded OYO's rating, recognizing its improved profitability. For FY26, OYO targets over $233 million in EBITDA and 1.31 EPS, with significant growth expected in its U.S. operations. Link Secured announces expanded colocation space availability in downtown Los Angeles. Link Secured, a leading provider of secure colocation, dedicated server, and virtual private server solutions, has announced new colocation space availability in its downtown Los Angeles data center. This expansion ensures businesses of all sizes have access to reliable, scalable, and secure data center solutions in one of the country's most dynamic digital markets. Link Secured's facility offers scalable rack, cage, and private suite space, redundant power and cooling systems, high-speed network connectivity, physical security, and compliance with industry standards. Organizations can maintain control over their hardware and software while benefiting from the reliability, security, and connectivity of a world-class data center. For more information, visit Link Secured's website.
Investor news breaks: Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, surpasses $1 billion in loans as AI mortgage platform scales nationwide. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, has exceeded $1 billion in loans, showcasing 38% year-over-year growth in its first quarter as a public company. Utilizing AI technology, Beeline's subsidiary, Beeline Loans, Inc., offers innovative tools like Chatbot Bob and Engine Hive, enabling loan closings in as little as 14 to 21 days. Since merging with Eastside Distilling in October 2024, Beeline has achieved a net promoter score above 80, demonstrating the success of its AI-driven platform. CEO Nick Liuzza highlighted the company's resilience in the face of market challenges and announced an upcoming equity product launch designed to provide liquidity for homeowners without adding debt. Beeline is expanding its digital lending platform nationwide, revolutionizing the mortgage process with speed, simplicity, and transparency.
Gold edged lower while Trump was undecided on attacking Iran. By the end of last week, the price of gold had dropped to $3,368. Despite the drop, the global economic backdrop continues to favor the precious metal, with rising geopolitical tensions and increasing demand from central banks providing support. Regardless, it is unlikely there's much room for diplomacy left between the United States and Iran now. It remains to be seen how the situation will progress and how gold will perform as a result. Given that geopolitical risks and conflicts drive investors towards safe haven investments like gold, it is likely that the price of the precious metal could continue its climb. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. American PLG, PTM, could benefit from this. Rock breaks, Lafleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, LFLRF, Lithothorite, gains spotlight in Network Newswire editorial amid gold surge. Lafleur Minerals Inc., trading under the symbols CSE, LFLR, OTCQB, LFLRF, and FSE3WK0, has been highlighted in a Network Newswire editorial for its strategic position in Canada's top gold district. With gold prices exceeding $3,300 per ounce and projected to reach $4,000, Lafleur's fully permitted gold mill offers potential for near-term production and strong leverage to the rising gold market. As investors seek stable exposure, Lafleur aims to establish itself as a key player among Canada's gold producers, focusing on the Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill in the Abitibi Gold Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec. QR Tiger highlights explosive growth of Venmo QR codes in revolutionizing business payments. QR Tiger QR Code Generator reports a surge in Venmo QR code adoption as contactless payments reshape commerce. With the QR code payment market projected to reach $51.58 billion by 2032, Venmo is leading the way in modernizing business transactions. In 2024, Venmo transactions increased by 8.9% year over year, with over 2 million U.S. sellers now accepting Venmo. Businesses are leveraging Venmo QR codes for instant payments without specialized hardware, offering speed, security, and scalability. QR Tiger emphasizes the importance of QR code payments in enhancing customer experience and streamlining transactions. Comcast connects more than 4,000 homes and businesses in Paola and Hillsdale, Kansas, to reliable, high-speed, symmetrical internet. Comcast has connected over 4,000 homes and businesses in Paola and Hillsdale, Kansas, to reliable, high-speed, symmetrical internet. This expansion enhances digital infrastructure, promotes economic growth, and provides residents and businesses with internet, mobile, entertainment, and security services. Comcast's investment of over $38 million in technology and infrastructure celebrates the completion of this project, benefiting the community. Residents can now access Xfinity's suite of products, while local businesses can utilize Comcast Business Solutions. Comcast's commitment to bridging the digital divide includes offering low-cost, high-speed internet through Internet Essentials. This initiative aims to increase economic mobility for the local community. For more information, visit Comcast's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.